Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. I was once fortunate enough to work backstage in a production of Peter Pan. I flew people on cables, built sets, painted flats, enmeshed myself in the satisfying craziness that is the theater. I've done a fair amount of front stage work where the magic consists of making an audience believe that ordinary stuff is more solid than ordinary reality, and that for the few hours of the play, we get taken out of the common, and the common gets taken out of us, and we get to see ourselves from a refreshed perspective. But backstage, you become privy to all the bones that hold up the flesh of the production, a jury-rigged Rube Goldberg of pulleys and screws and personal quirks. I remember learning this sharply during the first theater production I was in. The lead performer, who had just finished a riveting scene on stage, came off cursing at the rude boob in the third row and telling a dirty joke to the stage manager. I was shocked to see that he was not the character in real life that he was on stage, shocked to see the framing under the facade. One might think that all these doses of reality would be disillusioning, but they aren't. They deepen the magic by expanding its dimensions. For every mystery that's exposed as you sit in the wings, other mysteries take their places. Mysteries about why, given all the sweat and tedium and dyspepsia that comes with doing a show, people still choose to stretch themselves to receive that bath of light and applause, that moment of lift and completion at the end of a performance. Backstage, I got to see people get their living together, braiding all their complaints and skills and points of view to make a common moment of uncommon power. These aren't mysteries of contraption and light cues, but of recognition and purpose. In short, of living itself. The best show is often the one the audience doesn't see. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao!